On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them, who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened.
Thanks, Will.
Great to read. Maybe I should have given you a little bit of a break so you could get your breath back after doing the rest. I wanted to tell you a story, but I thought I could just tell you a story, or we could have a go at acting out this story. Is that okay? This morning? Brilliant. Okay, I want to tell you a story that it's a borrowed story, but all good stories are borrowed. They're all somebody else's stories, apart from God's. And God's story is the best story, so that's all good. But this story is written by a man called Max Licardo. You may have read some of his books, in his book 6 Hours, One Friday. And he tells a story of a missionary in Brazil. So can I have a missionary? Someone to come and be a missionary? Come on, Harry. Harry can be a missionary for us. So a missionary is somebody who goes to somewhere they don't live to go and tell people about the gospel, tell people about Jesus. Is that all right? So you can tell people about Jesus. Wonderful. He goes to Brazil and discovers a tribe in a remote part of the jungle. So can we have some tribe, please? Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, 2, 6, yeah, come on, you can all be the tribe. Okay, you need to stand over this side. Okay, come and stand over this side. Harry, you know you can sit, you need to be on the same side as them, okay? In fact, I need the box, thank you. I need the box, not to stand on, no, thank you, Robin. I heard you. We'll have to make. I meant to bring some stuff and I didn't. Never mind. The thing is, this tribe were in a really difficult place because there was a contagious disease in this tribe. So they're all very poorly. They're all very poorly. Wonderful. And unfortunately, people in the tribe were dying daily. Okay. But all you lot are still alive, so that's fine. You can get up now. Lots of people, okay. Now, there was a hospital that was not too far away from where those people lived, but it was across a river. We're going to have to do it with a makeshift river. You could be the river for us if you really wanted to. Okay. So we've got, it's kind of a yellow, could be the yellow river. No, it's not the yellow river. So there's a river. We'll just draw a line. That's fine. It could be a multicoloured river. That's okay. The problem was the hospital was across the river, but this tribe would not cross the river because they believed that the river was inhabited by evil spirits. So they believed that the river was really bad. Actually, they didn't want to go anywhere near it. If they went, crossed it, they believed that they would die, that would be it, that would be the end of them. To enter its water would mean certain death. You are all afraid of the river. Wonderful. This is going well so far. Okay. But the missionary stepped forward and explained how he, to get to them in the first place, had already crossed this river. But they didn't believe him. They were not impressed. So he took them to the bank of the water and stood at the bank of the water, didn't go in yet. And he placed his hand in the water to prove there was nothing wrong with the river. Do you all want to go and go gather there? Because nobody behind you can see at the moment. Okay, you can all stand and look. That's fine. You can all gather there. But they still wouldn't go in. He even, take a step back because you don't like the river. He even stepped into the river to prove that it was okay. He splashed in the water and splashed water on his face. But it didn't matter because they were still afraid to enter the river. Okay. No, that's okay. Finally, he dove into the river. Excellent. And swam beneath the surface until he emerged on the other side of the river. Brilliant. Excellent. And he raised a triumphant fist in the air. That's what it says here. Yay. You see, he had entered the water and escaped. And it was then that the tribe broke into a cheer. And followed him across. Oh, sneeze. Oh, contagious one. You should stay there. Oh, no. It's okay. You can do that. There we go. That's fine. I damaged your child. I'm sorry. Wonderful. Go sit down. Thank you very much. So I must help me tell the story. Timed it more perfectly. You see, this is a great story because really, isn't this exactly what Jesus did for us? He crossed the river from heaven to earth and he came and showed us that there was nothing to fear in death. There was nothing to fear about the divide between heaven and earth. And instead of just staying here and going, it's okay, the river's fine, Jesus himself crossed the river. He died on the cross. He went ahead of us and said, look, I have overcome death. I have beaten death so that you can follow me into eternal life. This is the most wonderful story that reminds us just what Jesus has done for us. That he has conquered all of these evil spirits. He's conquered sin. He's conquered death. And said, now I can show you the way to eternal life. God is good. And Jesus has conquered all things so that we can follow him. We're going to sing a song that reminds us about the praise and the worship that we offer to Jesus. Because of all that he has done for us by crossing that river, by spanning the chasm, and by taking us with him into eternity. Let's stand and worship together.